Well, we're going to have open lines for you this hour, so just get ready. Anything goes. And tomorrow night, the first hour is our Twilight Zone extravaganza. We've got Bill Mumy coming on along with Mark Zakri, and we're going to do something different. As you know, I get lots of books from guests, and I do not throw them out. In most cases, I will just send them around to people, or I'll take them into the corporate cafeteria, put them on the table, and they'll be gone within a half hour. To me, it's a sin if you throw away books. I won't do it. So I've got a whole bunch of them. And what we're going to do tomorrow night is throughout the evening play some clips of some Twilight Zone episodes. And you, those of you who have fast blast capabilities, anybody can if you have a computer, will the first person that fast blast me the name of that Twilight Zone episode, I'm going to send you a couple books of my choosing, of course. And that's my way of clearing out my library and at the same time giving you some books that you can have some fun with. So we're going to do that. And then we'll have open lines throughout the evening as well with a special hotline. So when I come back, just open lines. If you want to react to Pat Buchanan and what he had to say, go ahead. Otherwise, share some of your great stories with us on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Open Lines. I'm George Norrie, and let's go to the phones. And thank you for all of you who have been participating in Coast to Coast throughout the history of the program. We do appreciate it. Let's go to the phones east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Where are you calling from? Hi there.
Hello, George. This is Pat from Milwaukee.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm fine. I'd like to disagree with Mr. Buchanan.
You may.
But I do agree with his immigration policies.
Well, what do you disagree with him about? That's all he was talking about.
Well, I disagree with his political standings.
In what way?
In the whole way.
Well, be specific.
He's a Republican.
Not anymore. He's conservative, but he's not a Republican anymore.
Well, he hates us all.
No, he does not hate us all.
He is...
Why would you say that? You heard him. You heard him for 2 hours. He doesn't hate all of us. He doesn't hate anybody. He just wants us to have a sovereign nation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I agree with the sovereign nation ideologically. He's a good man, but...
You just said he hates us all.
Yeah, true.
Oh, right out of the old shotgun, Tommy. Thanks. International Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome. Where are you calling from?
From Saskatchewan.
Yes. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering about the hurricane Katrina that happened a year ago there.
What's your question?
Like in Louisiana there? Would there be, like, oil under Louisiana, do you think?
Oh, there might be, but there's definitely oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Huge
about,
resources.
Like, natural gas and stuff like
that? Oh, sure, absolutely.
Could,
You got to go turn your radio down there, because I hear me talking back to me.
Okay, hang on 1 second,
all right.
Please.
All right, I will do that.
I was just wondering, like, see, do you think George Bush would have an idea of that, what's going on, like, with the oil situation in the world today?
Of course he is. He probably knows it better than any of us.
Yeah. I was just wondering, maybe that's why he wouldn't, like, move these people back into their homes and stuff.
Oh, your theory is they're going to set up oil wells down there.
I was just wondering about that. That's why I thought I'd phone in tonight and see what's up with that.
Okay, we'll see if anybody wants to react to that. Wildcard Line, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hello.
Hi, this is Jody from Rochester, Minnesota.
Hi, Jody.
Hey, got a question for you. I think you've mentioned the movie What the Bleep before.
Yes, I sure have.
Okay, what do you think of that movie?
I think it was different for the budget. It was well put together. Some of the people in there were guests and have been guests on the program. it opens up your mind. I am the type of person to like something in a little more documentary presented way, which mm-hmm. that really wasn't. But it was, you know, for what they did and for the money they had to spend, they did a good job.
That's what I was going to agree with you. It just feels like there's a lot of information in there that's very similar, like you said, to some of the similar guests that you had on there.
Sure.
Just an overwhelming feeling, at least for myself, that it's kind of like an opening up of it. I'm on the verge of just understanding something better, I think.
It is enlightening.
Definitely.
So you like the movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was also, I know your book is coming out shortly. Is it going to have similar topics as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think you'll like it. We toiled over it for about 2 years, Bill Burns and I, and we finally got it to a point where we were very happy with it, and the publisher loves it. And it comes out on September 19th. You can get advanced. You can order now, for example, on Amazon.com at a discount. That's my cheap plug for my book.
I had my brother order it about 2 or 3 months ago when you first started.
Great. Well, I'll give you an email address in another couple weeks where we can send you a signed sticker if you want, an autograph, and you put it right in the book.
Okay. All right. As far as the What the Bleep movie, can you suggest some additional titles that are similar kind of topics as well?
I tell you what, go to my website. Have you been to it before?
Unfortunately, I don't have internet, so.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Can you get to a library?
Yeah, I can have somebody else look
for it. Okay, or have somebody else look for it. All you need to do is go through, on the left-hand side of the Coast to Coast website, there's an icon there. It says Show Info. Click that, and then click the portion that says Guests. If you would just take the time to go through all the guests we've had on the program, you're going to get some incredible information.
Okay.
And we've got their websites there and everything, and you'll like it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, all right. That's just as good as any resource of any movie that you might want to see. Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello. Goodbye. God, that hurt my ears. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You are on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. It's a great honor. My name's Mike, and I live in Carlsbad near the Mexican border, about 35 miles.
Thanks, Mike. Okay.
I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of the show. I love the show. I think you're a great host. But Mr. Buchanan offends me. Some of the statements, the benefits, is a good car, a cheap car wash. We were so happy in 99 when the Berlin Wall came down, and here we want to build one here in Southern California. I just hate distinctions, walls, barriers, inflammatory comments, manifest destiny. I think America is a free nation and is growing, and we're in a growing phase right now.
Yeah, but Michael, we're talking about illegal immigrants who are breaking the law. We're not talking about legal immigration here. We're not talking about throwing them all out. These are people who are flooding the borders illegally. Now, if you think we shouldn't worry about them, then, you know, tell me that so I know where you're coming from. But his whole issue is that we're eventually going to lose this country the way it is if we keep allowing this to happen. And I agree with them. I mean, nobody disagrees with people coming into this country in a legal way. But how can you support letting people in willy-nilly unless you support a one-world government? And if that's where you're coming from, that's where you're coming from. But I haven't heard you say that yet.
No, I'm not. I'm not, George. I am a liberal, but I'm also an American. And I believe we should have immigration. I just think that our federal government is out of control. This is just one of the symptoms of an out-of-control federal government. It's over-legislating. It can't manage all the things it's doing. And I think they're actually doing it for a reason, to do this one-world government.
Sure. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But, I mean, you know, Buchanan's the messenger. You know, don't kill the messenger who's saying...
No, George, I hear what you're saying. He's the messenger for white people. George, my mother was white from Illinois, German, Irish. My father was Hispanic from Southern California, third generation Californian Hispanic. When they had Americanization classes, they slapped their hands when they spoke Spanish. I grew up feeling white. My white friends, you know, called me a beaner. I never saw myself as that because I had fried chicken. We, you know, I had Southern style food. I didn't see myself like that. And I just, that type of mentality, I think America's beyond that at this point.
Well, okay, let me ask you this then. Illegal immigrants coming here by the thousands, are you saying let that happen or let's stop it?
I say, as a union member, we didn't vote for NAFTA. That is a conservative idea. I was a union member. There is a bigger ball rolling than immigration. I think immigration's a thing to keep us confused on. Yes, we need stricter immigration. We need to, if those guys are going to be on the federal payroll down there guarding the border, they need to be doing it. But to make distinctions and make the poor guy, like the guy who was trying to escape from East Berlin, the villain is wrong. It's the political leaders that are the problem, not me, not the worker, not the immigrant. We're not the problem. We're just trying to feed ourselves like the people over in Iraq. They just want to go to school. They want to work, and they want to go home, and they don't want to be blown up. It's the same thing here.
And if they took care of them in their own country, they wouldn't be trying to cross the border.
Yeah, but George, freedom is appealing to people. And that country, we're becoming like Mexico. Mexico follows our form of government. It's the United States of Mexico down there. And you pay taxes, and you get nothing for it, okay? The government is bloated with money. Mexico produces the most billionaires throughout the world, not America, Mexico. There's a reason for that, and they're doing the same thing in this country.
You know what I like about you? I like the fact that at least you have the guts to sit back and listen to people and other views. You might not agree with it, but at least you're prepared to listen.
George, I think you're a great host. I love your show. I'm a huge fan. My computer won't accept. I'd be, you know, on the network with you, but like for some reason my computer won't do it.
Kick it.
I love your shows.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's move on. International Line, you're on Coast to Coast, and where might you be?
Hi, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Peter from Toronto.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you doing
tonight? Good, I'm doing well.
Listen, I've got a strange story that happened to me that I'd like to tell you, but it's off topic for tonight. It's not political.
No, it's open lines. Open lines, anything goes. There you go. You're in good shape.
All right. So what happened was I'm a musician, and I do what they call a residency in Toronto here every Tuesday night. I'll talk fast because it's sort of a long but an interesting story. But anyway, I was late one night, so I wanted to phone my boss, Joe, and tell him that I was going to be late. So I looked up his number in my phone book and dialed the number. And somebody comes on the line, and I say, "Hi, Joe, this is Peter." And he says, "Well, this isn't Peter." I said, "Well, who is it?" He said, "This is Arthur." And I said, "Arthur who?" And he said, "Is this Peter?" And I said, "Yeah, it's Peter." And he says, "And it's my friend, Arthur." And I say, "Well, where are you?" You know, and he said, "Well, I'm just down the street at another bar." He's the musician who goes around to the open stages.
So you somehow dialed a number.
I dialed,
and it was Arthur.
And I said, "Well, you know," and he said, "You phoned me on my cell phone." And I said, "Well, I don't think I have your cell phone number." So he said, "No, you dialed me on my cell phone because, you know, we're talking." So I said, "Okay." So I crossed out the number and put it over under Arthur on his cell phone. So I said, "Well, you coming out later?" And he said, "Yeah." So later on, we met. And we're in the bar, and I bring him over, and I say, "Joe, I don't have your number. I thought I did, but I don't. What's your number?" And he gave me the number. I said, "Well, that sounds really familiar, you know." And then I say to Arthur, "What's your number of your cell phone?" And he gives me the number. And, George, I'm telling you, there is only two digits that are the same, and they're not even sequential. So I dial this number out of nowhere in the middle of space. I mean, what are the odds of that?
It somehow it was etched in your brain.
I'd never heard it before.
Ever.
Ever.
That is strange.
And I went back home that night, went back to the phone book, and looked at the number that I'd switched over, and it was the right number for Joe.
Synchronicity, because there are no coincidences. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Where are you?
Decatur, Alabama.
Well, thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, my story's off topic. Been almost 20 years ago, a bunch of us were in Auburn, Alabama, ball game. We weren't party people. We didn't drink. Kind of late one night, bored. eight or nine of us. Fella says, there's a cemetery around here. It's got a statue of a little angel on it with a wings open. If you get at the right angle and turn your headlights from bright to dark, it gives the illusion of the wings flapping. So, you know, we said, oh, well, let's go look for it. So we couldn't find it. We went to every cemetery we could find and finally found this one large cemetery, had a road going through the middle of it. And we're going through it, and as we're coming up on a corner, there's this man walking. You know, no big deal. It's, he's probably just taking a shortcut through the cemetery. And walking behind him, I'd say 10, 15 feet, we thought was a dog. But as our headlights got closer, not on it yet, you could tell it was walking upright. It might be 3 feet tall. That's strange. As our headlights get closer and closer, you can see it's got like a half cape, comes just below its shoulder, and a little pointed hat. I mean, like a little duck's cap. Very odd. I mean, what's a monkey or something walking behind this man? Or, you know. And as the lights get closer and closer, its face turns to us, and it's not a monkey. I don't know what it is. It's got a. It's very mad that we have seen it, or that it just doesn't like it. I don't know. It's very mad at us. And before our lights can get onto it, it runs. I don't know if you want to call it run. It was very fast, jumping over tombstones, not in a straight line, just kind of like that, back and forth, getting further, further away from, almost cartoon fast. I mean, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. did this thing look more human than animal?
It didn't look either to me. I mean, I haven't seen anything like that. For an animal to show, I mean, it looked hatred on its face.
Like a little demon or something?
That's what I thought. I mean, guys jump out of it. There was two cars of us. My first thought was, well, we've just imagined this. And we stopped the car.
Well, how many people saw it? If the nine of you that were...
Eight or nine of us. We jump out. The other people in the car jump out. Before we can say anything to them, they go, did you see that little... I don't know what. And it's a real... You know, yeah, me too. You know, we're all... I can't believe this.
Man, you gotta make a picture of this thing and send it to me. I gotta see what this thing looks like.
I couldn't draw.
Did it have a tail?
No.
No tail.
No tail.
Walking upright. Pointed head.
No. It looked to me like it had a little.
Like a beanie or something.
Like a little dunce cap.
A little dunce cap?
Like I said, a cone-shaped hat.
Was it a hairy little thing? Did it have clothes?
Yes, it did look very hairy. Yes. And I was telling the story to another friend of mine.
How do you know it wasn't a monkey that got away from the circus or something?
Its face was too flat, I would think, to be a monkey.
Or maybe they were celebrating a birthday of a little monkey, and it had a little hat on, one of those birthday
monkeys
hats.
Monkeys don't move like this. I mean, when I say this thing jumped over tombstones, I mean, it wouldn't go in a zigzag pattern.
What the heck was it doing in a cemetery?
I have no idea.
Did you ever find that angel?
No, we never found the angel. I was telling the story to a friend, and he related it to another person, and the guy, before he even got to the part about the thing jumping, the guy said, could it jump high? Could it move quick? And the guy said, yes. He said, there's a story of something called Spring Heel Jack.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't think it was Spring Heel Jack. Spring Heel Jack is out there in England, and that was back in the 1800s, and that was a man. So you didn't describe that. I don't know what this thing was. Maybe it was one of those chupacabras. I'll be back in a moment. We'll finish up with open lines. This half hour, where did it go? Well, I mailed to a friend one of our Coast to Coast T-shirts. What happens on Mars stays on Mars. It's neat. If you want to see that and some other little novelty items, just go to the coasttocoastam.com website. On the left-hand side, you click Coast to Coast Shop there, and then look at some of the new items they've got. You'll like the hats and the mugs and things, and many of the prices have been reduced. And if you want to pick up some items for Christmas or the holiday season, now's the time to start placing those orders. And they are getting out there pretty quickly, by the way. So they're turning them around very fast, but I think you'll like them. We'll be back in a moment. We'll continue with Open Lines on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, let's finish up. We'll take the rest of your calls. We'll go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, George?
I'm doing fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm Chris from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hey, Chris. How you been?
I've been all right, man. I've been listening to you about a month now. Got to admit that makes me feel a little better thinking that I ain't the only person in the world seeing some of the stuff.
No. We're all in this one together.
Yeah. I got a couple things for you, George. I got a shadow people story, I think, for you. And I got a comment or two on the immigration thing.
Okay, let's do the immigration. Get that out of the way.
All right, that's your call, bro.
Then we'll do your shadow people story.
That's cool. I mean, I think we're encouraging this because, I mean, if you look, you know, I mean, we have satellite television. And, man, there's probably 20 or 30 stations, you know, TV stations for Spanish people. You know, I mean, what's the need in that in this country? You know, and then every time you buy a product, you know, you get a book that tells you how to work it. But if you flip it over, you know, there's, you know, 30 or 40 pages in Spanish.
So, you know, it's all of it is money. I mean, there's a big market for it. It's growing. And again, unless we get a handle on the illegal immigrants coming into this country, it's not going to stop. And, you know, people need to understand that. We're talking about people who break the law. Most Americans aren't breaking laws. So I don't know why there's such an uproar over trying to stop this.
Well, I mean, my big issue is, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all about people bettering themselves. I don't have a problem with that. But my big thing is, a lot of folks want to fuss and carry on about, well, why don't the Mexican people, why don't they learn English before they come over here? You know?
I know it.
Well, that's my gripe right there in a nutshell. You know, if we keep encouraging them not to learn English, they're not going to. They're going to keep with their native tongue. You know,
it's an easy way out.
Yeah, I mean, we just let that happen because we're spoon feeding them what they've had all their life instead of trying to get them to change. So, but anyway,
hit me with your shadow person story.
Yeah, I won't carry on about that much more, but. Anyway, like I was telling your boy there that answered the phone, me and some buddies about 18 years ago when we were still in high school, we went climbing up on this hillside and stuff because one of our friends was into devil worshiping, and we was kind of ridiculing him and stuff, you know. So we went up there where he dug his pentagram and he was doing his little rituals and stuff.
Oh, man, he was really into it.
Oh, yeah, he was, well, you know, we considered him a nutcase, but he was doing what he liked, I guess, but... You know, anyway, we went up there one night, and we just kind of, you know, scoping out the area, you know, seeing what, you know, what it looked like pretty much. And while we were up there, you know, the area where the feller dug out the pentagram was kind of leveled out. You know, they had this waist-high wheatgrass smushed down and stuff so mm-hmm. they could dig this out, you know. Well, while we were up there, we seen like five or six shadowy things out in the tall grass, and they looked like, you know, looked like they were walking upright, but they were kind of hunched over, you know, like they had a humpback kind of deal going on. But these things, you know, we thought maybe they were wild animals and whatnot, but then they started zigzagging through that wheat, and man, we just tore butt down that hill. Well, about halfway down the hill, this big white bird looking thing, I mean, it come up out of nowhere, out of the tall grass, and flew up in front of me, and I mean, it knocked me down literally.
How big was this thing?
Man, I was younger, man, but it easily had a 3.5 to 4 foot wingspan. It was good size something. You know?
You think it could have been one of those huge owls?
You know, I don't know. That's a good possibility, but I never thought about it now. But I know it scared me to death because you know, we was already running from these shadow things that were moving really fast out in this field, and then all of a sudden this thing flies up in front of me and knocks me down.
And it comes out suddenly, which scares you like crazy.
Oh, you kidding, man? I about spit my heart out on that one. But
what were these beans in the first place? You ever find that out?
Man, we have no idea. We thought at first they were either wild animals or maybe that boy that was doing his thing up on the hill maybe might have found out that we was going to go up there and kind of piddle around, and he might have been messing with us.
What if he conjured those things up?
Well, that's what we thought, you know, and we thought it was, you know, frankly, a little bit of BS, the whole deal. But I got to tell you, man, it made us believers in something that night, because this is the first time that I've even told anybody about it in 18 years.
Was the devil worshiper, was he a nice guy?
He was a pretty nice guy. Later on in life, me and him got to be pretty good friends and stuff. But, he was kind of an outcast there for a while in high school.
Is he still doing this somewhere, you think?
I don't think so. I really don't, because he kind of went the way of the Christian faith there, which was kind of ironic, if you will.
Yeah, he was saved. Okay, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to our next wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. It's your turn. Hi there.
Hey, good morning, George. How you doing?
Good.
That's good. I got a question for you.
Sure.
All right. Einstein basically said that matter and energy are the same thing, just in different states, right?
All right. I agree with that.
So what's thought?
Probably
it's
got to
be one
thing.
Or the other, right?
Yeah, might be.
So maybe it's the same thing.
Thought could be energy or a different form of it.
No, it's interesting anyway. Hey, listen, that JC guy you got?
Yeah.
He's not the original JC, eh?
Well, he's Arch JC.
I don't know.
Unless there was there another one before
him? Well, I don't know. This guy sounds like him.
I think it's the same guy.
I don't know.
I think there's only been one JC.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but this guy I hear, he sounds different.
How so?
There's one way I'd rather not discuss on the air, because it's pretty obvious if you listen to the original guy.
All right.
But this guy, his voice is he's much more polished.
Well, you know, he's gotten older.
Yeah, I don't know. His rant's different, too.
You know, maybe he's calming down.
Yeah, I suppose. Hey, listen, another thing.
Yeah.
You got to pick a target for me.
Pick a target? You're going to
do a little... Yeah, where I'm going to show up.
You're going to do a little remote viewing session?
Not remote viewing.
You're physically going to pop up somewhere.
I'm going to try. I know it's, you know, I just want to see if I can do it.
How will I know it's you?
Well, because I'll be dressed in a totally inappropriate fashion for wherever you pick me to go.
You mean...
I'll be in my underwear, maybe. I don't know. Like, who knows?
I don't want you to be conjured up in your underwear.
I know, it sounds crazy, but if you pick somewhere innocuous, then I can try and do it, and we can prove it.
And do I have to tell you the time and place to be there?
Well, not so much time, but place is important.
Well, what city do you live in? Because I'm going to make this the farthest place from where you are.
If you're not there to see it, then it doesn't matter.
Well, I may be, but are you going to, like, appear like...
To be honest with you, like, I am actually in earnest. But it's hard to explain. I think I called you about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I asked you about it, and you were going to get a round table or something. But it's something that I've had other people tell me that I've been places, and I wasn't there.
But maybe it's your doppelganger.
Well, I was asleep at the time, and I've had dreams about similar instances, but I wasn't physically there.
You're trying. Okay, well, let me think on it. Let me sleep on it, and I'll get you a location where you can appear. The moon would come to my mind right now. Let's go next to our international line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Good, sir. Thank you.
All right. I got two things. First off, I want to disagree with Pat Buchanan, because Pat Buchanan voted for NAFTA, and NAFTA stops the president from building a fence along the southern border. All right. Now, that said, that done, let me get to my other thing.
All right.
All right. We originated on Mars, and I can prove it.
Well, Richard C. Hoagland would agree with you.
Yes. All right. Let me tell you what happened.
All right.
Adam and Eve came down to Earth as an advanced party, you know, along with an advanced party. And their job down on Earth was to erect a pyramid, all right, which they did. And at the same time, there were pyramids being erected on, or there was a pyramid being erected on Mars. When the points of these two pyramids met, both the planets rotated.
Okay.
Both pyramids met, and both planets came to a dead stop, all right? You argue with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, the result, on Earth was the creation of mountains. The result on Earth was the creation of valleys and all this other stuff. The result on Mars was a huge storm. All right. Now this storm swirled and swirled and swirled and siphoned all the water and all the life and everything from Mars through space down to Earth. When the water hit Earth, it created Mariana's Trench. All right. It created the Great Flood, which ensued the disappearance of Atlantis, okay? And it created just all kinds of havoc and everything else. What this also did was started the separation of Pangaea, all right? Which of course, is the one huge...
interesting theory.
All right? Now, I'm telling you, this information was given to me when I was 14 years old.
Who gave it to you?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
You can't remember. Did it come like telepathy to you or something like that?
You know, it came to me like in a dream, but when I woke up from this dream, my cat was nose to nose with me, okay? So I don't know if it was like, you know, I mean, I had a dream that I was seeing aliens, you know, grays. But my cat was nose to nose, and when you open your eyes real quick and the cat is nose to nose with you, it looks like an alien with the big black eyes and the you know, the small mouth and all that, you know? So that's what I think a gray is a cat.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going to run that theory by old Richard C. Hoagland the next time I chat with him. And you know what? I don't know if Buchanan supported NAFTA or not, but he didn't vote for it because he wasn't elected to anything. That I know for sure. First time caller line, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing, George?
Good, sir. Thank you.
I really appreciate your show, and I think you're a really good host.
Well, thank you again.
No problem. I was telling the guy that I spoke to before I spoke to you that I have had experiences, and I still have experiences, where my body's being moved from an outside force, almost like, you know, you hear the ancient Greeks talk about us being moved, you know, by the gods and like puppet strings type things.
Yes.
And stuff. And I've had that experience, and I've also had the experience, and I still do, where my head will be moved to write things, like like in the air, kind of, you know, like my head will turn to make an O and then a K a lot of times to say okay. Like if I'm praying or if I'm thinking about something, and
so you'll like your head will make an O.
Well, you know, okay. In other words, my, you know, it'll turn in a circle, kind of just not a complete circle. In other words, my face will kind of.
I bet it's pretty difficult to look at you when you're talking, isn't it? Because you're doing all those things.
Well, maybe right now, so I'm kind of reenacting it right now, but just by,
I mean,
is
your head moving around right now while you're talking?
No. It's nothing like that. It's just usually when I'm alone or something and I'm thinking and I'm saying, wow, you know, am I doing okay with this in life, or am I making the right choice, whatever, and it's like something is telling me, yes, it's okay. You know, almost like a Ouija board type thing where it moves and spells things out, but my head, it just, you know, really subtly kind of turns and makes a, you know, an O and then a K a lot of times. It's not translating right because I'm not talking about my head spinning like something crazy like that, you know.
What I'm picturing.
No, not that at all. Just my head, my face is facing forward and my head would move, you know, just a little bit, almost just a little bit, just to make an O and then just to make a K. Usually that's what it says, and like my eye will wink sometimes, just one eye, like I'll, you know, like be thinking about something or wondering, is this okay, is this not okay, is this, you know, just trying to get through life, you know. And
have you been to a doctor for this?
No, I haven't. I haven't, because
you got to put yourself up on YouTube so we can see what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess it's not translating well.
No, that's okay, but I mean, I'm picturing you spinning your head a little bit and stuff, but The big question is why does this happen to you? Do we have time for one or two more? Yes, we do. Wild Card Line, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, where are
Hi.
You?
This is, I'm in Salt Lake City.
Hi.
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 And this is Mary Michael. Of course, I love your show. But I just had a question. You know the two Border Patrolmen that were sentenced for 20 years?
Yeah, for assault, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody talks about it, but nobody's doing anything. And my father was an attorney. I'm not, but he's dead. And I was wondering if maybe we could put a word out. And I've tried here in Salt Lake, but haven't gotten very far. Like a pro bono attorney for them. Nobody's helping. I would pitch in money.
I think they are trying to appeal, aren't they? I'm pretty sure they're trying to appeal their conviction.
Well, I hope so, but I just hate for it to fade away.
No, no, it's a bizarre case. Honestly, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you come into the country illegally, you open yourself up to getting hurt, arrested, shot at, because these guards don't know if you're a drug dealer or just someone who wants a better living. They don't
totally
know.
I totally agree with you.
I mean, it's...
totally agree with you. And I just want to say one more quick thing.
All right, Mary Michael.
Oh, okay. I sleep outside a lot in the summer because I like to look at the stars.
Well, you mean like in a tent or something?
Uh-huh. But, you know, it's... you can take off the rain.
Hold on. Do I think...
All around.
I think I hear something in the background.
Oh, I do,
like
too.
Bugs.
Oh, well, crickets.
Are you outside now?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I hear crickets.
Okay. Yeah. It's my own little place, but my family's inside, and I like to escape. But I've noticed I've noticed more activity in the skies this summer than I ever have before.
Of lights and things?
I don't know if they're UFOs, but, well, I went and got my husband last week, who thinks I'm nuts anyway, but I signaled to them, and they would go, and this one was going back and forth and signaling back and forth to me.
I mean, how far? What would the distance be if you
Way
were
looking at it? Higher than an airplane.
I mean, but what was the back-and-forth distance?
Okay.
If you held up two hands, you're...
Right. I'm trying to think, how I can explain it. I would say, it's hard to say from the sky, but way...
foot in between?
Oh, no, a lot longer than that, like a chemtrail in between.
Back and forth?
Uh-huh. I would signal with my big flashlight, and I knew no one would believe me, so that's why I woke up my husband, who was grouchy. But he did confirm that was true.
So, yeah, as you know, Mary Michael, things are going on this planet. There's no doubt about that. Well, that concludes a little bit of Open Lines. Thanks again to Pat Buchanan for coming on the program and staying up very late. He's not used to staying up this late. For Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.